And now,
we present to you.
Let's get ignorant.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Damon will be with Tony Schofield this Sunday at Flavor in Hazelcrest, Illinois. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Washington, D.C. this morning on a man who really should have given himself a raise. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a one-song tribute for Maurice White.
Wow.
Wow, isn't that sad?
I mean, if we could find three songs for Vanity, no disrespect.
Come on, man. You're right about that.
Come on, man. Air Force of Fire, all the hits he wrote, but that's all right. We took care of them when it happened. So,
that's right.
Check it out. A man walked into a restaurant. It's about 12:15 a.m. as the employees were preparing to close. He was wearing a mask and sunglasses and carrying a kitchen knife. He demanded they give him money as he barked out his orders. One of the employees interrupted him saying, "Hey, aren't you Mr. Sato?" Now, Mr. Sato is the manager of the restaurant. So the robber responded by taking off his mask and saying, "Yeah, it's me. Now be alert for robbers." And then he walked away. Now, this would be okay if he was just testing the staff, but he actually wasn't. This fool thought he could rob his employees like they wouldn't recognize his voice. Talking about psych. I'm just kidding. Now, who don't recognize their boss's voice? Seriously. So the story continues. The next day, he called the cops saying he had been robbed by two people. Now, the police were suspicious, and they discovered that he took the money himself to cover up the fact that he had been skimming money from the restaurant the whole time. So now he got charged with embezzlement and that phony attempted robbery the day before. Seriously. As serious as the stylist of Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Yeah. And it ain't just the hair this time.
Camouflage.
They got to stop, man. A simple black tux.
I'm with you.
It ain't like Stevie said, "I want to wear these bright-ass colors and shoes." But anyway, my next story is...
Man in camouflage.
You might like this one. y'all might like this one a lot. This next story is about a serial DUI driver, okay? 75-year-old Joseph Prisbilla of Friendship, Wisconsin, was facing his 10th DUI. Now, while he was in court for sentencing because he was found guilty of driving above the legal limit. He lost his court case because the judge didn't believe his defense that he had tested above the limit because he had just had beer-battered shrimp.
Yeah.
So this fool talking about, "Yeah, it was the beer-battered shrimp that made my blood alcohol go up." I guess he also stopped at Friday and had some Jack Daniels chicken. A 75-year-old man, that's the best excuse you come up with, beer battered shrimp. That'd be like the late Mary Barron saying, "I said I wanted Cracker Jacks." Seriously. As serious as a hatless LL Cool J. Listen. Report to you live from D.C. And Jay, I'm coming to the J spot one day this week. It's your chief correspondent.
Come get that $10. I'm waiting on you, man.
Paid in installments.
Oh, yes. Not all in one.